Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us from OSU. We're back with Daryl after this.
This is Betty Thompson, Miss Oklahoma 2011. This year, I visited many schools across the state speaking to students about healthy lifestyles. One thing I'm amazed to see is how much the meals have changed since I was in elementary school. Students can choose from a wide variety of healthy foods like pizza with low-fat cheese and whole grain crust, along with brightly colored fruits and veggies. And don't forget, there's milk too. As a young girl, I loved chocolate milk, and I still love it today. Every meal at a school meets the USDA strict nutritional requirements. It's up to the student to make the best selections from the variety offered. Encourage your child to select milk with each meal to get those 9 essential nutrients packed into that 8-ounce serving. Whether it's flavored or white, milk with school meals makes a big difference in a student's overall nutritional health. For more information, please go to dairymax.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Here in the Southern Plains, it's not as bad as a year ago, but still some drought conditions that we're grappling with. Further north of us, though, it's been a lot more serious here in 2012 compared to 2011, and that's got the attention of folks like Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist at Oklahoma State University. He says that the market this year seems to be paying more attention to these drought conditions, especially that we're seeing this year north of us in states like Nebraska and into the Dakotas and Wyoming.
It is. It's an issue of timing more than anything. You know, the June cattle on feed report for May showed a bigger placements number, even though everyone was looking for a fairly big number. And some of that was, in fact, due to drought-enhanced movement. We'll probably see some additional movement here as we go forward. And we can move them in early, just like we did last year. That means at some point there'll be less behind them. And so, once again, we're changing the timing of a limited supply of feeder cattle.
Not likely to get too much herd rebuilding here in Oklahoma and Texas because of the continuing dry weather concerns. But you've also got states like Missouri, as well as the folks up north of us in Kansas and Nebraska, that have got big worries this year as well. A lot of market impact, it seems, Daryl.
This year, already, we're seeing more direct impacts, negative impacts on cattle prices, more like you would expect from a drought. You know, the biggest surprise in 2011 was the fact that we saw relatively muted negative impacts on prices despite the volume of cattle that were forced to move, both feeder cattle and cull cows. And so this year it looks like the market's a little more vulnerable to that. I think it's a combination of those direct drought effects, the feed price effects, and, you know, the fact that we're still bringing in lots of feeder cattle from south of the border right now to bolster those supplies short term.
Of course, the other big factor of the hot, dry conditions that we've seen across the U.S. this summer, up in the Corn Belt, higher feed grain prices, not good for the cattle marketplace.
It certainly is. When you look at the level of losses that feedlots have already been enduring, they were pinning a lot of hopes on, a big corn crop and at least some relief in terms of feed prices. That's all just evaporated very quickly here in recent days. And now, you know, the feedlots face an even dimmer prospect in terms of high feeder cattle prices, high feed prices, and continued limited supplies of cattle, all of which are going to contribute to continued losses and significantly large losses for that sector of the industry.
Extension Livestock Market Economist at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel, visiting with Eric Atkinson on the Agriculture Today program this last week. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.